All right, gang, let's get this thing started, huh?
A 49-year-old unidentified man went berserk last night, opening fire with a 12-gauge shotgun.
The country's future lies in the hands of one province tonight. 5 million Quebecers are choosing between yes and no.
A lot of bleeding hearts around who just don't like to see people with helmets and guns. All I can say is go on and bleed.
You people want is more. Leave Benny alone!
This is Revision Radio.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
With Eddie Irwig.
Where they will not be judged by the color of their skin.
Co-hosted by the Skis.
But by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Revision Radio. Taking news seriously for a change.
All right, we're sitting with the Puts In guy.
With no seconds left on the song.
So, yeah, with 0 seconds left on the song. If you want to know what he looks like, you should come by the review studio.
What's almost more interesting is I could actually smell him before he came in the door. He still smelled like fresh Puts In.
Like he just had one.
Oh, yeah. Did you have one before you came here?
That's just called an Eau de Puts In.
Do you want
gravy.
To say?
Eau de gravy.
Do you want to introduce yourself, the Puts In guy?
No, I'm just a guy who loves Puts Ins.
You have a website?
Yeah, the website is theputsinguy.com. I do eat a lot of them, so I felt that it was necessary for me to grade these Puts Ins and put them out there, so people can know where to go to get a great Puts In.
Yeah, like Sean Cooley's new in town,
he's going to want to know exactly. Especially it's Sean, he's going to want to know where to get the best Puts In. I actually listened to your advice and I went to the one down on Main Street in Hawkesbury near the Tim Hortons there.
That could be Le Duc's.
I went there because you said you were like that place was pretty decent there.
It's a fantastic Puts In there.
Yeah.
I think it was a 9.5 on that one.
Yeah, I
there, don't they?
Oh, they have everything, but
they're the real French fries for starters.
Yeah, as you know, I'm the Puts In guy, so have to get the Puts In.
If I accidentally say his name, can we like bleep it out on demand? Okay, so I got some Puts In facts.
It's on 6 second delay.
That's right.
Here, right?
That's okay. Right.
Perfect.
So I got
your
some
face is blurred too.
So yeah, even if you come down into the studio.
Radio.
So I got some Puts In facts before you try those. Does anybody want to know where Puts In was invented and like how long ago?
Of course, I really would love. I have no idea. Really.
Okay, so la ville de Puts In, Quebec.
So it was there's a fight over who invented it, but the most common story I can find on the net is that it was invented in Warwick, Quebec. Has anybody ever been to Warwick?
No,
I have
in
not.
In 1957, and it was a trucker who went to this Puts In place. And I guess he just really wanted cheese on his.
At the time, it wasn't a Puts In place.
No, it wasn't a Puts In place. It wasn't a Puts In place. So, and then there's places like Drummondville and Victoriaville that say that they invented it, but those guys are liars.
And then there's Alfred.
Yeah, they got a lot of good Puts In over there too.
Yes.
The average male would have to jog 2.5 hours to burn off the 1,422 calories in the country style Puts In. That the smokes how do you say this?
Poutinerie.
Yep.
Makes. That's a lot of jogging to burn that Puts In off.
2.5 hours?
Two and a half hours of jogging.
Thank God I'm a model of fitness over
yes,
here.
Yes, you
he
are.
He actually doesn't sleep, he just jogs.
Very athletic fellow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nonstop workout over here.
In the 70s, New York and New Jersey, they called their Puts In disco fries. Huh. I actually knew that because I met some people in the States who are like, this isn't Puts In, this is disco fries.
And you're like, shah.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead, John.
I just got to mention that. Was this a high carb meal that they offered disco dancers, you know, so that they get through the night?
Do you do this to burn off the Puts In, right?
That's why I do load up in case there is any late night activities that I need to load up on. So
especially
that's why
disco dancing.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially disco.
You do
dancing.
This as your full time job, right? You rate Puts In.
yes, that is correct. Yeah.
Doesn't pay very well,
I assume. No.
But eventually it'll pay.
I lose money on the.
So this is the last fact, then we can get going with the tasting. The largest Puts In the world was made in Saginaw, Quebec, and it weighed 654 kilograms. That's about the size of a large horse.
I actually heard the Puts In guy ate that Puts In once it was finished.
It's a lot. I needed a little bit of sour cream at the end of that. change.
At one sitting.
Yeah, just to change the texture of it, yeah. But that's a lot of potatoes at one meal.
Cleanse the palate.
Yeah.
Wow. So sure. You had jog for a week.
Yes. Actually, he's been jogging since.
He's jogged in
here. He doesn't own a car.
No.
He just jogs.
So how much is that in pounds? 600 and what kilograms?
640 something.
Small horse.
A thousand.
You could ride that poutine.
Why do they make so much poutine? Anyways, okay, let's get going with the taste test.
Yes.
You have three poutines in front of you.
Okay.
They're in different bowls. I guess number one would be the one that's closest to us.
Okay.
And we're going to just record you making all kinds of poutine eating noises.
Sounds good.
The poutine guy.
Yeah.
I just said your name because it's you're up to bat.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to explain my grading system.
Oh, nice.
Usually, first thing I look for is whether or not they're using cheese curds or shredded cheese. So
that's important.
In my books, cheese curds makes a poutine.
Yeah.
If you got the shredded cheese on it, in my mind, you're just you want a quick buck. You're not taking care of the quality of your poutine.
You're cutting corners.
You are. You're cutting corners. It's just out the door. There you go.
Yeah.
But as I can see here, I'm going to go through number one here.
So this is number one.
Number one. Also, you want to make sure there's a good ratio of cheese gravy to fry. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get a poutine, and then by the end, there's no more cheese. So they kind of trick you. They kind of trick you. They put all the cheese up top, and you pay for it. You're like all happy, like yes, yeah. They loaded me with cheese.
Yeah.
But then by the end, there's no more cheese,
just
no
sadness.
More curds.
You're just eating fries.
So you give it a score aesthetically, before you even taste it, you look at it and you say this has got to be like a 3 out of 5.
I do. And usually, what I do is at first I'll take a picture of it just to make sure that if you order a medium or a large, you want to make sure that you're getting a fair amount. Especially for the amount of money you're paying for it.
Exactly.
So sometimes, they give you a big carton, and when you open it, it's like half full.
That's not good.
That's bull.
Not cool.
It's not good.
That's points off.
It's definitely points off. As you can tell on some of the pictures on thepoutineguy.com.
Listeners, check it out.
Yeah.
What is thepoutineguy.com?
This is a consumer service, actually. Like, this is like marketplace for
basically it is, yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know where to buy them and where to stay away
and,
from.
And can people register, complaints and launch an investigation through you? If people
I'll have to work with my web designer on that one for now, but I'm not quite sure.
Maybe in the long-term
plans. In long-term plans. Yeah, it's still fairly new, so,
but
working
sure
out the kinks.
Sure, it'll
at this
happen,
point.
Maybe national standards, for poutine across the country.
Yeah.
You know.
So what's the first impression on the first one, number one you got there?
The first one, look, the fries, they look fantastic. The cheese, those cheese curds, I can tell that it's been melted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fantastic.
Rod Gilbank went and got that right before.
Yeah, that is fresh. That can't get much more fresh than that. I came in late after getting pulled over. Yeah. So I can get that fresh for you. So.
Okay, I'm going to dig into to poutine number one here.
The sound of the first bite of poutine going down the hatch.
Maybe get a little bit noisier than you usually do.
Okay, all right, I'll try. All right, oh, there's a lot of cheese. Okay, it's going in.
Ooh, chip fell back in the bowl.
I can hear inside of his body, that's crazy.
Can you hear that?
I could hear the cheesy goodness, actually.
Oh.
Do you get squeaks, or is it too late for the squeaks?
No, I can even have a little bit of squeak in the back teeth. Man. I can hear.
Nice, getting a little bit more fry in there.
Yeah, I'm just going to test the fries out, just to make sure they're cooked through, thoroughly.
It's one-third of the importance.
Yep.
Texture and consistency.
We just want to remind you, we didn't tell any of the people that we bought this from, we didn't tell them that it was getting rated. So this is their average, this is when you order. This
anyone
is you
can get this.
Nope. Yeah.
Rod Gilbank got this, anyone can get this.
And I'm going to point out that's probably a good idea because sometimes I go places,
in.
They know.
Yeah, they notice.
They see you coming.
They see me coming, and then they hammer me with this ginormous poutine, And it does. It is fantastic. But
you're going to have to get somebody else to go in and order for you as it's different face.
I might have to wear a Zorro mask.
Yes, but actually that's
future.
Way better. Way better.
But back to the poutine, very tasty.
Yeah.
The gravy, top-notch.
Top-notch.
Yeah.
That's some good vocabulary.
Right. If you go on for a third bite, this is getting past tasting. This is good. This is good news for that.
That's a very good puts good in one. Right there.
Do you, can yep. you think of a number right away, or do you need a couple of seconds? Maybe wash the palate.
I am just going to.
Oh, he's going right.
I'm just going to dig in the bottom just to make sure that we have cheese throughout. Okay. And there, you know what? And it's not floating in gravy. It's the perfect amount. I am going to actually grade this one a 9 out of 10.
Wow. Yeah. That's huge because I've been on your site. You don't. Yep. You don't throw away nines like they're
no,
anything.
No, wow. That's a very tasty wow. puts in right there.
Should we Gilbank, do you want to tell them where it's from?
Reveal the name. That's Ann's Chip Stand on Highway 34.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Ann's Chip Stand. You actually know just opened a couple days ago for the summer.
That is a great spot. So
it's been around for years. So the
listeners. And they do take time in the preparation of their puts ins. Right, so right. It's not just. Out the door.
And for the listeners that don't know what that place is, that's the big school bus on the 34. If you're going towards Hawkesbury,
it's right
on
where the bike path crosses over the 34.
South of the Prescott Russell Trail there, that's right. Yeah.
And Anne is super nice, and she'll serve you your puts in with a smile.
Yes.
They even had some t-shirts called with some Anne's Chip Stand t-shirts.
Did you get one?
No, I didn't. I'm trying to find one. One day, I hope.
Did you get a steamy?
No, I actually got a whistle dog, actually. Oh. On the way here, I had a whistle dog. It was actually delicious. If I was a whistle dog guy, I'd probably give it a solid 8.
Take a music break?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to take a music break before
we... What I'll do is I'll cleanse my palate with the water here, and then I'll...
I have a put-in song for you, Mr. Perfect. Put-in guy.
Let it rip.
All right, let's do this.
The night they invented poutine, nothing was the way it had been. Jeanette Renault was shy and thin, the Nordiques began to win. Jacques Parizeau sang, God save the Queen. The night they invented poutine, it was the most peculiar scene. Hans Marot put up an English sign. Baby duck tasted like wine. The water in Ben Jonson was clean. The night they invented the night they invented poutine, Eddie Murphy said something clean. Torontonians moved to Montreal. The Expos actually hit the ball. Jill Gregoire's date was over 14. The night they invented poutine. The precise origin, where or when this food did begin. Everybody in Quebec will tell you with a grin, it was their little village that invented the poutine. To be really authentic, the potatoes must be old, the gravy must be hot, and the cheese must be cold, with the Journal de Montréal wherever it is sold, and served with a roll in a bowl by a troll. You put some potatoes and some cheese in a tin, but the cheese won't melt till you put the gravy in. Then it sticks to your fork and it dribbles down your chin. And that's how you know when you're eating a poutine. If the French fries are greasy and the gravy's nice and hot, the cheese curds lengthen as they come out of the pot, then cool in your stomach and congeal it to a knot. If your food does that, then poutine is what you've got.
So we're back to Vankley Cooley, and in the studio, we're still talking to the Putin guy.
And that was the Putin song, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a Putin song.
Delicious.
I wish I knew
that. Was that really bubbles of gravy we could hear in the background?
Yeah. I believe my cholesterol went up when I heard that song.
Just listening.
Just listening.
And when the fat went into your ear.
Yeah.
I've actually been tested in for cholesterol, and I'm still perfect.
Wow. Yeah. And you do this for a living.
Yeah. Like, I think...
So maybe
I think it's a myth.
It's got to be a myth.
It is a myth.
That gravy clogs the arteries.
Yeah.
You heard it here, folks. Rod Gilbank says... Poutine only makes you healthier.
During the song, we were talking about other people that try to do this online as well, but no one survived this long. You're the longest surviving poutine guy.
Correct. Well, there are some other sites out there, but if you read carefully, sometimes they just submit reviews posted by other people.
That's not fair. You can't do that.
No, because you can't have a correct judging that way. Like, you have to try every poutine out there.
And you grew up in this area too, so you know your poutine.
I know my poutine. Ever since a young boy, I have loved poutine.
The poutine boy.
Yeah, the poutine boy. It grew into the guy.
And then you finally grew.
Yeah. For a few years, I was actually, it wasn't available to me. I was in the States for a few years.
Oh. Oh, is this giving clues on
who
you
make your own?
No. I won't mention any.
Is there a difference
between
Quebec poutine and Ontario poutine? Do you notice a difference?
I do notice a difference the further you move away from the Quebec border. As you can tell in some of my ratings... the more west you go, the lower the ratings go.
Dicier it gets.
So what's the furthest away you've been to try a poutine then?
Furthest west.
Yeah, well, west. I've graded some from Brockville, Smith Falls, Carlton Place area.
Good 2 hours away, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you've got a broad view here.
Yeah, and they just don't measure up.
Like, what do you think of the poutinerie place? That's bringing the poutine to the mainstream.
It is, and I've graded their poutine, and it's very tasty, and the portions are pretty, they're pretty sizable too. But they are pretty commercialized,
Is that a franchise? I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, it's a franchise.
Yeah, they got some in Ottawa now too.
Oh, okay.
So they're for high quantity. Yeah. They don't take the time.
Right.
Right.
They're nothing compared to the mom and pop in like small town Quebec.
No, you want the best poutines. You go to the chip stands.
Have you attended the Poutine Fest in Ottawa? They do a street festival. Eh?
You know what? It was
Spark Street.
It was. Yes. It was, and I was unfortunately I was busy. I do have little poutines at the at the house.
Babies.
So
poutine tasters in training.
Yeah, and they keep me busy, and unfortunately I could not attend.
Okay,
but I did get to. Plenty of messages and pictures. So
there was good and bad. Louise and I were there, and one of the high points I think was the Thai poutine, which was some coconut-based gravy. And,
oh wow, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, they just changed everything up. There was an egg roll poutine as well.
But I have to say that the Thai French fries were no great shakes. I think they were frozen French fries.
I don't think they're known for the French fries.
No, I don't think so. But the gravy was quite good.
Hey, poutine guy. So you're gonna try number two.
I am. I've cleansed my palate with some water, so I am going to take a number two. Now, just by the looks,
okay.
You know what? The fries they're the thin fries. So obviously
is that good or bad?
Can't see that. It's not good.
Probably
it's
frozen. Good.
Probably straight out of a bag. Yeah. Deep freeze. I don't know if I can mention the type of name of the fries, but yeah.
Well, good Canadian name.
Maybe yes, good Canadian.
From the East Coast.
Yes.
There we go.
So okay. they look like frozen French fries. And
you never know.
So, but looks.
It's rare that we'll turn around and surprise you. Yeah.
So, poutine guy, you need to keep in mind that this has been sitting there the whole time you had the first one too. So
I understand that. I'm going to take it in consideration too. Okay. Usually it's piping hot that goes in my mouth. So
So I do see this is poutine number two.
Yeah, I do see that there is curds. So that is a good sign.
Well, that's a good
sign. Shredded cheese. I have had a poutine like this with these fries, shredded cheese, and a mountain of piping hot gravy. By the end of it, it was soup. Everything was soup. Yeah. It was terrible. Wow. I think it was a two. It was from Rockland.
Okay.
So
we got visitors coming in. Try to work through the visitors.
Oh yeah, no problem. I am focused.
Once you have a poutine in front of you don't get distracted.
Okay, I'm gonna get a big curd on here.
All right.
There we go.
Let's get some noise.
That was
here.
Curd, not turd. All right. Not quite as good as the first one. No.
I could see the sadness in your eyes, actually. No.
Have to say it sounded pretty interesting.
It did sound.
Yeah.
It sounded like you were almost enjoying it.
So, with this one, you can tell it's a lower quality fry.
Okay.
To be honest, it tastes like canned gravy.
Really?
Maybe, yeah. Ooh, it's just opened up and...
it's no good.
Yeah, it's not very good. I do give it some...
What's the color of the gravy?
It's like a light brown.
A beige?
Yeah, maybe a beige. Not quite as a darker gravy as the first puts in, okay. but lighter brown, more like a turkey gravy.
That sounds like it would come out of the can.
Yeah, right? Yeah, definitely. So I will give it some points for the curds.
Okay.
But on this one, I'm going to have to go like... 3.5
Ooh, wow, that's low. God, yeah. That
you
went did take, really
you took
low.
A huge chunk of that. You got all. You got the curds, the fries.
You weren't missing any of that. That's a 100% good.
A whole
response.
Mouthful of 3.5
Yeah, and usually I should mention that no matter what the grades are, I do finish all the puts-ins.
Okay, well, so in this case, you don't have to.
Yeah, I don't. I probably won't because there's three of them here. But at any other place, if you see I put a grade up there, yeah. I am finishing that puts-in, whether how good or bad.
It's not like the wine tasters where they sort of spin it into a pail so that they can to get ready for the next glass.
There's no pail here.
That would be sacrilegious.
Yeah, waste not, want not. So
there hasn't been a puts-in that you couldn't finish. It was okay to the point where
the man ate a puts-in the size of a horse.
You know what? There was one a few weeks ago that I could not finish.
Oh, wow.
But I ordered a family size.
Okay.
And so the person serving it to me wanted to give me 4 forks because they saw that I had a family with me.
And No, they're just there to watch.
Yeah, I insisted, just one. And she tried to get me to share it, and I said, no, this is mine. So I was trying to tackle it, the family size, but I left about maybe an eighth.
Do you feel comfortable telling us where the establishment was? Or?
Yeah, I do. It was Le Duc's Snack Bar.
Oh, okay.
It was the family size puts in there.
Yeah, I saw that one. Basically, you from the top view,
it was,
I'm sure, you know, not even just the best part. It was all curd.
Yeah, did you see the side view I posted up?
I think, yeah, it was.
It was like a mountain
on top. You took a picture of heaven, actually.
They were laughing at me a little bit because they didn't think I could.
So let's make it clear here. You didn't finish it because it wasn't good. You just couldn't finish it because you had no room.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Yes.
Too much goodness.
And usually I can polish these off, but even with two Pepsis, I couldn't take it down.
Oh, so the Pepsis help. Maybe we should have brought you some Pepsis.
Oh, usually, yeah. I always have two Pepsis, not diet, just straight Pepsi. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So the score is 3.3
Was it 3?
3.5
3.5 Even that half point.
Gilbank, you want to give them the?
That's your lovely local McDonald's poutine right there.
Yeah,
I feel like you might have known that right away.
You know what? I didn't. I actually looked at it and I thought you guys made it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if I made it, then it would be a 10.
Yeah, okay, so we're not going to have Bank Leak FM food truck anytime soon.
It could be in the works. Don't say that.
You know what? I do love McDonald's, but I think they're taking a leap by trying to mass produce the puts-in.
Yeah.
Puts-in is something you need to take your time with.
Handcrafted.
Yeah, and they're not built for it.
No.
We should have said this at the start. We're not endorsing any put-in place. We're not trying to make put-in places or places that serve put-in sound bad in any way. All right, you're just judging.
Yes,
and that's that.
Yes, straight judging. So I will eat at all these places.
Any put-in is a good
still,
put-in.
So.
Put it that way.
All right. So the last put-in, you're going to try it after this tiny music break.
Perfect.
And we're doing a song, and there's some stuff playing. And we're doing a song, and there's some stuff playing, doing a song. Some stuff playing.
Hey, Gilbank, shut up.
They got movement, motion.
motion from the legs and arms. You add on the neck for the three's a charm. Three the hard way. Three been the magic from the very first day. And now I'm one third of the world. The different parts of the land I'm heard. Never be the king of New York, but the traveler to many places. Walk and hold my head up and wake the dead up. The Lazarus rapping, I'm applying. Could've tried acting, but fronting on trying. I'm like Will, who make the mills as an actor. So just a DJ, I'm still the rapper who's at the math signs. A pure soul that'll climb past the clouds. They say you can't mix the two, but I fix the dude the impossible. A scientist here to show you how. Mix blades, rub grenades in the backyard jam with a club that pays. That back in the days, in a sense, can't be plugged up and charged, so the memory stays. But who would have thought? Written in the crescents, one of the key players, restoring the essence of that classic Bronx hip hop. Back in the game would be a Philly DJ with the jazz in his name. Clap. Continue to give you that NY Philly finesse. Two veterans knowing that they better than most, but never place bragging rights on it. Never buckle the pressure, give it how we want it. Some say with a voice to it, like the bar diddy bar, the dang do it. Schooled in the fame like Dane to Dane. And they all know my name like Snoop the Kane to the nine. And I give you data your brain will define as the inner sound, y'all. We never fall to the off switch. We took the phrase and you don't stop literally to carve out the niche. And if the itch you got, you know what Jeff will do. Five finger to Will, scratch the kill. Don't know who created it, but I do know when I first heard Jeff on them transforms, he was born to play with it. It's like God in his palms, and I'm trying to get the same God to exist up my arms just to write them scribes and make it on the radio without the bribes. Some don't realize the length and the range and choose to get at me on the realm of the strange. But I made that ass familiar with the rap, cause they didn't listen to the grind date where I verbalized the clap.
All right, Vankly Cooley with no Cooley in sight yet.
That guy is not around. That
guy is not around, but there's more room for the puts in guy.
Yeah. Still here. Still ticking.
Still sitting.
Still got another puts in to try.
I do.
Number three.
Want me to get into this one right now?
Are you doing any more appearances in town or autograph signings or anything like this?
No, I don't have anything booked just yet. I have to check with my my.
Agent? There's still photos of you signed that you sell out of the trunk of your car, right?
Yes. Okay, yes. Good. That's awesome. Yes. Usually I just pop into chip stands and they recognize me, obviously fans, and I rip a couple off, you know what I mean?
You have to.
Yeah,
you got to.
For the fans.
People will think that you're a jerk, but really?
Exactly.
Yeah. You said LeDuc's is really good in Hawkesbury. What's another one that comes to mind that's amazing?
You know what? Another one that is really, really good is La Patate du Coin.
Oh, that is my favorite
in
one.
In Saint-Eugène.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You keep telling me about that one.
Yeah, it is a great spot. They really...
Where is it exactly in Saint-Eugène?
If you're heading into Saint-Eugène from Bankley Kill...
County Road 10?
Yeah, down County Road 10. As soon as you come into the town, it's right there on your left. So okay. It's on a corner, hence the du Coin.
It's really deceiving because it's actually such a tiny little building for a chip stand.
Oh, yeah.
That you'd think, nothing good can really come from there, but...
If you hit rush hour there at
it's
noon.
Packed. Every Ooh. Farmer from a 30-minute tractor ride around is there.
I ate there.
We got a caller.
Maybe with a question for you, actually.
I don't know how to answer the phone, John. Let's try doing this. Yes, you're on the air, sir, or ma'am.
Hi, it's... Hi, John, Jasmine.
Hello?
Hi, Sean. It's Kasdan.
Kasdan.
That's one of my fans, guys.
Oh, really?
Oh.
So you're a fan of the Puts In guy. What do you know about the Puts In guy?
I love Puts In. That's what I know.
Stage fright.
Exactly.
Well, we got some callers coming in. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate your support.
We want to hear where's your favorite Puts In? Where do you get your favorite Puts In?
It's like Joe's Patat.
Joe's Patat?
Joe's Patat, yeah. Just across the Virgin Grenville.
Yeah, a good one, too.
And do they have real cheese curds with that one?
I think so.
Yeah?
Oh, they do.
They do. Yeah. Our expert confirms that they indeed have real curds. And the gravy's pretty good? It's not too salty?
Yes, it's just perfect. It's the perfect puts-in.
What a high recommendation. Oh,
wow. Yeah, that's
it. Have you rated that one yet?
I have not rated that one yet. The only... I've been LaBelle's and Lachute.
Okay.
So the next stop.
Yeah. Okay. Next stop.
Well, thanks a lot for calling in. Pretty good to hear your voice and for weighing in on what your favorite poutine is. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Bye for now. That was
all right. Neat. So the one in Saint-Eugène?
Yeah, Saint-Eugène, like, as you're saying, like, if you don't plan ahead, you could be waiting there for 20 minutes to get a poutine.
Okay,
it's so busy.
When I first moved to town, people talked about this thing called a parasol. Do you want to explain what that is?
Basically, a parasol is kind of like a salad within a poutine.
Okay.
You got a visitor.
Salad within a poutine. Yeah. So these are two things that don't seem like they would combine well.
Well, it's got your mushrooms, your green peppers. Okay. It has your hamburger meat in there as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a full load.
Okay.
So if you're hungry and you want to change it up a little bit from a poutine.
It's the cousin of the poutine.
It is. It is.
The ugly cousin or the attractive
you know what?
Cousin?
Probably the uncle. Like it's pretty.
The attractive uncle or the ugly uncle?
It's good.
I think there isn't any.
Especially in Saint-Eugène. It is very good.
Oh, in
highly, highly recommended.
So awesome. Okay. So do you want to try the third poutine?
Yeah.
The poutine guy is going to try the third poutine.
Third and final.
Oh, so looking right now. So. I am going to keep in mind that...
it's been sitting there.
It's been sitting there. But you know what? I can tell right now, like, we do have... it's looking like a pulled pork poutine. Okay. So I'm just going to say, usually I just grade straight poutines.
Okay.
So, because otherwise if I get into it, I'll be rating Thai poutines, you know? So I'll be...
That's ridiculous.
That's not your market.
I'll be
1,000 pounds.
You got to keep your focus.
And you know how many miles I'll have to run then, you know? So I just can't do it. But I'm looking at it. It's good. Good cheese, meat.
Good aesthetic.
Ratio. Yes, very good. It does have the thin fries, but they do look like crispy. They don't look like the McDonald's second one from McDonald's. Yeah. McDonald's fries, everybody knows those. You know, it's good in a pinch, but if you really want something, you know.
Eastern Ontario, Quebec fries.
Exactly. So I'm going to get a big, that's a lot of meat right there, right?
That's a lot of meat.
That's a lot of meat.
He just pulled it out, and there's a good 5 inches of overhang.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to get some cheese. That's a massive bite.
It's a beautiful bite.
If you guys could see this bite, so it could take me a little bit to speak after this, but...
John's working his magic here with the noises.
Oh, here we go. Oh, it's a big bite. Wow.
First impressions?
The taste of the pulled pork, it just hits you. Fantastic.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So this is quality
that was
ingredients.
An eye closer right there.
That is.
Sounding pretty good over here.
This one didn't look good, but it sounds like it tastes really good.
I could almost taste it.
that's a great tasting pulled pork that's in right here. Yeah.
All right.
Even the fries, I do like the fries. They're the thin fries. Mm-hmm. Usually I don't give high grades for the thin fries, but it must have been good good grease that they're cooking in because you can really taste them.
They tend to be crispier if they're done right. The shoestring fries.
I'm going to just one more quick bite of pulled pork before I... Yeah. Oh, there we go. Okay.
You're good.
So, as I said before, I don't usually grade... any pulled pork, poutines, or anything like that.
Okay.
But for tonight's show, you guys obviously don't know that. But
if you walk out the door, no one will really be upset, but we'll cry a little.
Yeah, I understand. I would rate this poutine an 8.5 out of 10.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Wow, close second.
Yeah, close second.
Can you guess where it's from?
No.
Here's a clue. It's in town. It's on Main Street.
Bingo.
Therefore, chef.
Yes, correct.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay. Yeah.
That was not a cheap poutine guy.
No, and you know, and I do also usually grade on cost per poutine, too.
Well, let's not do that today.
So we're not going to do it today, but usually, just for all the fans out there, I do make sure that, depending on how much the each costs, It goes into the grading process.
The ingredients were awesome.
Very, very tasty poutine. Yep.
Great. And that's been sitting. I had to get that at 3 o'clock today.
So
and you're saying it still tastes 3
p.m. good. It does. It does taste very, very
that's
good.
Amazing. So that's like a home run for Vankley Kill.
Yep. You know so what? Vankley Kill is a great spot for poutines. Even the surrounding area.
We only went to Hawkesbury McDonald's, so maybe next time we have you in.
Next time we have you, we'll take a little bit longer drive and see what we got. But you know what? Why bother when you have such great poutine in Vankley Kill?
That's a good point.
Yep. That's why I eat so much of it, guys.
All right.
So the poutine guy, and that's www.thepoutineguy.com.
The poutine guy.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in, poutine guy.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah. All right. Anytime.
Keep trying those poutine.
I will. I'm going to finish these off right now.
Excellent. Thanks again.
Play that back. I want to hear it now.
Oh. Oh. Check it out. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Off. Oh.
Oh. I like this.
Yeah. To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music blasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the epa secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Because we both got hot. Now check it. I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes, C-notes by the layers. True fucking players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got the chronic by the tree.
I love it when you call me Big Pop. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. I love it when you call me Big Pop. To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies. I love it when you call me Big Pop. You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
'Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can steam on the way to the telly. Gonna fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, 'cause in a few we gonna do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly. We just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do
it. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. I love it when you call me Big Pop. To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies. I love it when you call me Big Pop. You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
'Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams. Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends.